The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers@krla870.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
We continue our series now at the heart of the homeless crisis, and joining us is Lawrence Armstrong. Larry Armstrong is CEO of Wear Malcolm, an international design firm, and Steve Cherm is joining us, Executive Vice President, Public Affairs at Five Points Holding LLC, the largest owner and developer of mixed-use and master-planned communities in coastal California. In addition to being prominent Southern California business leaders, Larry and Steve are leadership council members of the Orange County United Way's United to End Homelessness. That is a community-wide initiative comprised of business, philanthropic, faith, nonprofit, and government leaders. They're working to address Orange County's unprecedented homeless crisis. Steve, Larry, it's good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
Well, let me start with you, Larry, and give us your sense of what's being done. Kind of lay out for our listeners who know of the homeless crisis, know that things are being done in Orange County. Describe some of the things you're involved with.
Yeah, so we formed United to End Homelessness, and actually we launched in February. So after several months of getting organized, we launched the program in February. So our intention was that recognizing there's ongoing lots and lots of great work going on in Orange County to combat homelessness on the part of the county and several cities and several nonprofits and faith organizations. And we decided that maybe it was time for the business community to get involved and the rest of our community to come together to get involved and to help solve this problem. And so we're basing it a lot on commissioned a cost study from UCI, which helped us identify where the gaps were and maybe what other needs were there that we could help with. And so that was sort of the impetus of it.
Steve, over to you. Pick up where Larry left off there and walk us into this story on where it fits with providing housing and what's being done.
Well, I think Larry is correct, and Larry has been one of those real seminal leaders in this effort over the last 12 to 18 months. Homelessness, Larry, in Orange County has grown by nearly 50% in the last 5 years to really reach what many of us, both in the business community, but certainly in social circles and the general population, consider to be crisis proportions. And the concern is that we do not want to become Los Angeles or San Francisco, great metropolitan environments that are wrestling with a catastrophic issue when it comes to people living on the street. And we really feel, as Larry said, homelessness is a human issue, but it's also a business issue because it really compromises a good business climate. And that's what Orange County has really built its reputation on. We're the 48th largest economy in the world here in Orange County. And when you put L.A. and Orange County together, we're second only to New York and northern New Jersey in terms of productivity. So this is a very dynamic business environment. But the homeless issue has been dragging on that business climate, and it's a concern to business leaders. We have felt truly that the issue does not come down to providing more temporary shelters. It really comes down to providing permanent supportive housing with those key wraparound care services that provide people a real chance to not only get off the street, but get into some shelter that they can count on, rely on, with the services to help them overcome, whether it's a mental illness, whether it's an addiction, whether it is job training issues, but some stability. And I think this is where the business community, entrepreneurs, people like Larry, and many others at Kaiser, Pacific Life, the Orange County Business Council, and others have come to understand this is the role we can play in helping many of those groups that have really slogged for years at trying to put their arms around the issue. So I'm very pleased about the awareness we've created, but we've got a lot of work to do now.
Yeah, and speaking of that work, back over to you, Larry Armstrong. What is it involved? I mean, it's one thing to identify that there are gaps in housing. There's another thing to get it designed and built. Where are you in the stream of things?
Yeah, so there are people in the county who are working very hard to get new buildings built, which would be for permanent supportive housing. So our mission, recognizing that that is already going on, and we are very supportive of all of those efforts, our mission in the meantime was to identify successes in other communities, and we drew a lot of inspiration and counsel from the Orlando area, which has a very similar size and demographic and entrepreneurial spirit, such as Orange County does. And so what we found there was one of the solutions that works very well there and in other communities was this idea of scattered site housing. And what that means is we're not only going to build new buildings, but what we're going to do is engage with the private apartment landlord community and encourage them to help us make available some of their vacant apartments for housing our homeless people that have housing vouchers and wraparound services like Steve was mentioning. And so we've launched a pilot program with the support of Ernie Schroeder, who owns several apartment communities around Orange County and is a member of the Leadership Council. And so we are just beginning on the pilot program, and we have just right now, as we speak, are beginning to house people as a test to find out what the process would be, what the roadblocks are, what the timing is, and what the needs are. And once we go through this pilot program and identify sort of all of these things and maybe some of the pitfalls, then our plan is to scale this up and hopefully get a good amount of our homeless people housed.
Yeah, and I hear that. And Steve, over to you. I understand the concept of scattered housing, that people want to get away from a concentrated skid row like Los Angeles. But what about encouraging apartment owners to share some of their stock and do this? That might be a challenge in that these individuals could be perceived as bringing down a neighborhood. I hate to say it that way, but needing all the services they need, it may not be attractive to apartment owners to get involved in this area.
Well, we have certainly found it's a very good point on your part, Larry. But what's interesting is, and this does not even include some of the very largest apartment holders in the county, but there are more than 86,000 apartment units here in Orange County. What we're looking for is about 2,700 homes. That's the number we feel that's really important to get the chronic homeless off the street. That's a number that that various groups have identified. So 2,700 units. We believe that we can find those units, and we also know that there are some very clear test cases where bringing someone in who's been on the street that has a voucher, placing them in one of these apartments in an apartment complex community that is stable, that these individuals, to an example, have been really good citizens. They have really, I think, embraced the opportunity. So contrary to perhaps the conventional thinking that these individuals coming off the street are going to in some way deteriorate the reputation, create issues for existing tenants in a complex or community, it has not been the case. And in fact, they are grateful and work harder to maintain their home or unit. They work harder to make sure that they can retain that unit and they become part of that community. So we have seen really the reverse of what you were suggesting, and certainly counting that that will continue to be the pattern and a very optimistic outcome.
Steve, is this an extension of so-called Section 8 housing, or is this an entirely different type of program?
Well, and I really should allow Larry Armstrong to speak to this, but yes, many of these people have, I believe, these Section 8 vouchers, and so they've qualified. Now it's just finding them some sort of place to go. And the early efforts to reach out to the smaller apartment owners, those that have several dozen units or a couple hundred units, has been very positive because they actually don't see any sort of financial harm to their investment, and they feel very, I think, invigorated by being able to help transition and begin to make a dent in this problem.
Larry, you want to weigh in?
So also we've, with the help of the county, has partnered with us, and we are creating what we're calling a landlord incentive program with some backstop funds just in the event of an unfortunate or unseen event to make the landlords whole and to encourage them. And again, we've learned this from other communities, as Steve said. The track record is very, very positive. And the rate of being able to help these people is much higher if we can get them housed. And the cost of the taxpayer is much, much less if we can house them. So all of these things have been proven by national studies. And so we are not trying to reinvent the wheel or, invent things here. We're using best practices and what we've learned from other communities that have worked and are working. And so we're very excited about it. I think also Ernie Schroeder has stood up and has a lot of experience and track record in renting to people with Section 8 vouchers, for example, and has had a very positive experience. So we're engaging with the apartment owners associations and teaming with them and engaging and educating them so that they can feel comfortable.
That's great. Out of time on this segment, but interesting as you lay out what's being done in Orange County. Larry Armstrong, Lawrence Armstrong, CEO of Ware Malcolm, an international design firm, and Steve Trim, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs at Five Points Holding LLC, the largest owner and developer of mixed-use and master-planned communities in coastal California. Thank you both for taking time to be with us. Really an important discussion, and I'm glad we're having it. Thank you very much for being with us. Good to have you on the program.
Appreciate that.
Thank you for the time, Larry.
AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up next, The Barack Lurie Show. This week, Barack will discuss the news and then his theme, we don't judge someone on the language they speak, nor should we judge someone on their Christian or Jewish denomination. Perhaps we should see each of our faiths like that, as just expressing different languages to God. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.